In case you didn't know, I'm Dylan Lepore, and this is the 5th Thursday Afternoon Games Chat. Each and every week on Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, a new podcast released on YouTube, iTunes, and other podcasting services talking about the games I play, a little history on them, maybe a review, but ultimately to check up on you guys. Are you well? Good. You can find the MP4 on YouTube at youtube.com/DylanLepore and find the MP3 on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/Dylan_Lepore. Let's get this show started.
Lead the way. Get your rock off my map.
This is amazing.
Let's do this.
So, how's it going, guys? I'm doing a little checkup, see how your Thursday afternoon is going. This podcast is a little bit late. It's just because I got super busy. I was, as you may notice, the scenery behind me has definitely changed. I've cleaned my freaking room. Finally, I've organized, trying to get rid of crap, stuff I don't need, or trying to sell stuff. I threw a whole bag today of just trash and just video game boxes I just need to get rid of. I kept the good ones, like my original PS4 box, I kept that, but I had to get rid of just, like, I had earbud boxes. I was just like, I was collecting boxes for collecting boxes, man. I'm just like, I need to get rid of this crap. I'm sure any other gamers can relate. Sometimes they have boxes just, like, stacked up on walls around the room, just have nothing in them. And I get that for, like, personally, I get that for, like, gaming consoles or, like, PCs and stuff like that. But anything else, I mean, really, or, like, video game boxes, I understand video game boxes or DVD boxes or just, like, but just, like, earbuds and headphones and stuff like that. Unless it's, like, something like, this box is, like, out of this world. This is not just your average box. I would keep that. But if it's just your average box, just throw it away. I mean, I had earbuds I threw away, and it still had the box for. So I was like, what the heck? I was like, I'd throw those away too. But I did manage to post this week I just really needed to just, like, stop and just clean my room and crap. But I did post my Tuesday article today, which is Thursday. I posted that today. It's called The Love Story, The Love Song. It's basically what it is that the prompt told me in my 400 writing prompt book. I'm on the fourth prompt right now, so I got plenty more to go to. But basically, it told me to what would a title for my love life be, and then I gave it a title. And then also I had to write a verse. So if you want to check that out, you can always go on my blog at DylanLepore.com and check that out. It's also on social media. If you follow me at Dylan's Legos. But that was a pretty interesting. I had to write a song lyric and stuff like that. So I thought that was a pretty interesting activity. And so I do that every Tuesday just to write something, just to get my creative. It's really it's meant to be very creative, and so. It gives you a prompt. It gives you one simple prompt, and I get one simple prompt a week, and then I just write whatever I want about it. And I think it's a really fun activity, and something you might want to try if you are into, like, really writing and stuff like that. But I like it. It's fun. But then up next, I did a video on Days Gone. I just posted a video on Days Gone. Basically, it's pulled from my podcast, but it's a segment that I really found interesting about Days Gone. And how it's like an average game, but it's taking on, people are liking it because of that. It's selling well because of that. Because it's just $60, and that's it. You pay for this game. It's $60, and then you play the entire game, and that's that. That's literally that. And I really love it for that. I want to play the game. I haven't played the game yet, but I love just the fact that it's $60 and you get the full game. Unlike some games, like I've been talking, like Destiny or Mortal Kombat I love Destiny. I mean, you can see right here, I got the Destiny Collector's Edition right here. And I love Destiny. And but, I mean, it's just so much money and it's very time-consuming. And just like, here, buy this. And I have ended up spending like $500 just on a freaking game when it's only supposed to be $60. But, you know, that's the day and age we live in, right? Just freaking... The next game will cost $1,000, and it'll have 1 minute of content. What the heck? But also, chilling, and so basically just chilling and enjoying summer, but staying really busy. I'm getting new clients. I'm just working with people, just making stuff awesome. Building websites and... writing articles, more video game articles, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, I really enjoy it, and you gotta be fast, and today is my day of coming back and just trying to, like, before I lose the train, I need to get some gain some speed or momentum. And so I did the Tuesday post and then the Wednesday video, and now it's a Thursday morning. Thursday afternoon, Games Chat. Don't want to get mixed up with the Monday morning PlayStation podcast. But it's just really fun. I'm just really having a great time doing this, and I hope you guys enjoy this as well. I mean, I really love enjoying this. And so, with that, we're going to talk about a game I played during winter break. And so, I've been so busy, so I'm just going to tell you about this game. And basically, it's Batman. If you've seen the title, if you saw the title of the video, it's Batman Arkham Origins. And I played this game over winter break, and I liked it. I liked it for what it was. It wasn't as good as the first two, Arkham Asylum and Arkham City, but I thought it was a pretty decent game. But let's get into the overview right now of Batman Arkham Origins. Batman Arkham Origins is a 2013 action-adventure video game developed by WB Games Montreal and published by Warner Bros. Interactive Entertainment for Microsoft Windows and the PlayStation 3, Wii U, and Xbox 360 video game consoles. Based on the DC Comics superhero Batman, of course, it is the successor to the 2011 video game Batman Arkham City and is the third main installment in the Batman Arkham series. It was released worldwide on October 25th. I played it on the PS3. The game's main storyline is 5 years before the 2009's Batman Arkham Asylum and follows a younger, less refined Batman. A bounty is placed on him by crime lord Black Mass, drawing 8 of the world's greatest assassins to Gotham City on Christmas Eve. The villains, including the Joker and Anarchy, take advantage of the chaos to launch nefarious schemes. While Gotham City police try to apprehend Batman, the game is played from a third-person's perspective, focused on Batman's combat and stealth abilities, detective skills, and gadgets for combat and exploration. Aside from the main story, Batman can help the police deal with crimes and confront other supervillains terrorizing the city. Arkham Origins introduces the ability for Batman to virtually recreate crimes, allowing him to investigate the scenes and identify the culprit. The game is the first in the series with multiplayer capabilities. WB Games Montreal took over development duties for Arkham Origins from series creator Rocksteady Studios. While the game received generally positive reviews, it was criticized for technical issues, replicating previous Arkham games, content, and unnecessarily modifying it. While the multiplayer aspect was considered an unnecessary addition to the series, a companion game, Batman Arkham Origins Blackgate, was released with Arkham Origins for Nintendo 3DS and PlayStation Vita, and a spin-off mobile game for the iOS and Android platforms was released in October 2013, an animated sequel, Batman Assault on Arkham, was released in 2014, and a successor video game, Batman Arkham Knight, was released in June 2015. And so... I played it on the PS3, and I had some problems with it myself, if I go back up. And it was cool. I liked that it was based in, like, I played it last year for the first time on the PS3, and I liked that it was based in on Christmas Eve, and I liked the music and just the vibe and stuff like that. It felt like the old Tim Burton movies. It felt like the second Tim Burton movie. I believe that one was during Christmas. Tim Burton Batman. I forget the name of the subtitle of that, but it's Batman 2. That's not Batman 2, but it's Batman something. But anyway, it felt like the Tim Burton Batman. And I really loved coming back to Arkham City. But here's a big thing. This is something that GameStop said. GameSpot said that Arkham City expanded on Arkham Asylum by applying the game mechanics to a larger open world setting, but criticized Arkham Origins for replicating Arkham City without moving the series forward. And I really enjoyed coming back to Arkham City, and I never really experienced that in a game before. Just to that level, I've experienced in a game before, but not to this big extent where it's like they literally like took the game and put it in another game and you're playing in the same area. I never really done that before, and it was kind of weird at first. It was like, oh wait, this is the beginning. This is where the beginning of Arkham City happened, and this is. And I was like putting the pieces together. I was like, "Wow, this is kind of cool." And they made it bigger. But they made it too big. There's this freaking bridge dividing two islands, and it's horrible to cross, and it's very time consuming and just stupid. And I want to explore, and I don't really like fast traveling unless it's super necessary. I'm just like long distances, but I hate when a game forces you to fast travel, because I don't want to sit through another loading screen. I want to play the game, and this is what GameSpot described it as bigger just for the sake of being bigger. Joystick described the city as unattractive, with the expanded play area increasing the commute but not the enjoyment. And I didn't like that at all. It was just very annoying. And I think that's my really big criticism. And it didn't look great on the PS3. I personally didn't look great on the PS3. However, let's get into the plot here, and I'm not going to spoil anything, but on Christmas Eve, Batman intervenes in a jailbreak at Blackgate Penitentiary, led by Black Mass, who executes Police Commissioner Loeb and escapes. Left to battle the hired assassins Killer Croc, Batman prevails, but learns that Croc is the first of 8 of the world's deadliest assassins in Gotham City, vying to claim a $50 million bounty placed on Batman's head by Black Mask. Hoping to learn Black Mask's location, Batman tracks the Penguin to his ship. There, he defeats Assassins Deathstroke and Electrocutioner and the Electrocutioner, and learns from the Penguin that Black Mask was murdered at an apartment complex. Batman investigates the murder scene, learning that the victim was not Black Mask, and that the murder may have involved a criminal known as the Joker. And so that's pretty basic information. That's not really anything like spoily, but we all knew the Joker was going to be it. And the Joker is being voiced by what's his name? There he is. Troy Baker, Troy Baker, who is also also plays in BioShock as well. But you also get shock gloves in the game, which is also, I really like the shock gloves in the game, but my criticism for the shock gloves are that they're literally shock gloves. They're electric gloves that you get from the Executioner, and they're just like, once you get them, you're like unstoppable, and you don't need to really block anything. And so, the shock gloves were criticized as overpowered and making fights too easy, allowing Batman unblockable attacks, instantly disabling most opponents and removing the need for tactics at all. Joystick noted that the game emphasizes combat over stealth, which was kind of annoying. And I liked... sometimes it felt too hard to me, or... It just... I wanted... Again, it was... This game was just, like... It added... So I liked the story. The story was great. I really liked the dynamic between Batman and the Joker, but it was missing a lot as far as graphics go, and as far as just, I mean, it was just basically a copy and paste almost. They didn't really come up with new ideas or anything besides the dynamic between Joker and Batman, plus all the eight bounty hunters with Deathstroke. Deathstroke was one of my favorite fights. Just like the fights from the bosses were all pretty good. I mean, I really enjoyed the boss fights. I think that was a very highlight. I didn't play any of the multiplayer. But, it's an okay game for a Batman game. And I would give it a 7 out of 10 for me. 7 out of 10 I think is good. I was really enjoying the story. There's a hotel scene. There's a hotel area where you have to go through and to go get the Joker, and that was a really interesting scene. I really enjoyed that scene, and I think that was my favorite part of the game, and just interacting with the basically the bounty hunters. I really enjoyed that as well, but overall it was very lacking in like creativity and again moving the game forward, and just like also how you move throughout the world, and it in somewhat the world is definitely less vibrant than it was in Arkham City due to like the memory and coming on PlayStation 3 and stuff like that, and having a bigger world. They're like the streets are empty, there's nothing, and it's just very gray and dark, and a little bit too gray and dark, and there's no life really besides a whole bunch of villains running the street on Christmas Eve. But again, I mean, it's Christmas Eve, so I guess there's nobody there, but I really missed the world building and just the interactivity between people, and just, I really like when there's life in the city, and it felt like it was dead. It felt like you were just like exploring nothing just for the sake of like, there's a collectible on the roof, there's a collectible over there. And it was, again, it's an okay game. That's why I gave it a 7 out of 10. But I was really hoping for more. But again, I couldn't really, I don't know how much was going to be with that. But for reference, during the first week of sales in the United Kingdom, Batman Arkham Origins was the number one selling game on all available formats, number one selling game on all available formats, topping the all format charts. Its sales for half of those of Arkham City during the same time, and approximately even with those of Arkham Asylum. It was the 11th best-selling box game of 2013 in the country. It was also the top-selling game on the digital distribution platform Steam between October 20th and 26th, 2013. So, with that, again, I gave it a 7 out of 10, but we'll be ending this here. We're on a little bit overtime, but in case you didn't know, I'm Dylan Lepore, and this is the 5th Thursday Afternoon Games Chat. Each and every week on Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, a new podcast released on YouTube, iTunes, and other podcasting services talking about the games I play, a little history on them, maybe a review, but ultimately, check up on you guys. Find the MP4 on YouTube at youtube.com/DylanLepore, and find the MP3 on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/Dylan_Lepore. Thanks for listening to my podcast, and feel free to chat with me on Twitter at Dylan's Legos. I really enjoy talking to you guys and interacting and just overall just making content and videos, and I hope you're liking them, and I hope it's providing you with value, and I hope it's interesting to you. So thanks again, and I hope you guys have a great rest of the week and a good weekend. I'll see you guys on Monday. Bye.
Lead the way. Get your rock off my map.
This is amazing! Let's do this.